Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the beaches, FM 94.7.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. This radio program, WGOD, is brought to you by the excellent people here at Island Community Church, of whom it is my privilege to serve here as the senior pastor, along with my associate pastor, Darren Solana. We greet you here today on this Wednesday. Speaking of Pastor Darren, he'll be doing the teaching tonight on Wednesday. At 6 o'clock, he is in the book of Philippians. He's picking it up toward the end of chapter 1, and then we'll get into chapter 2 tonight at 6 o'clock. So if you guys are tuned in to the 5:30 rebroadcast, why don't you guys come over here to church tonight? You still have 28 minutes to make it here to Island. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, Wednesdays at 6. Sunday mornings at 10:30. Sundays, we are in the book of Acts, and that's what you're going to hear right now. This sermon I've entitled Peter the Great. We're seeing extraordinary miracles come about by the hand of the Apostle Peter. And I make the case, really starting today, that he is an extension of the Lord Jesus here on earth. The extraordinary things that Peter does. He's going to heal a lame man today, Acts chapter 3. He's going to raise people from the dead, Acts chapter 10. He's going to speak people to death for lying to God, Acts chapter 5. That'll be coming up here in a few weeks. He knows people's thoughts. He knows what's in people's hearts. This was the astounding miracles that the Apostle Peter and Paul did. We'll get to Paul here later on in the book of Acts when we run face to face into Saul, better known as the Apostle Paul. Excellent book, the book of Acts. We're having an excellent time through it. I invite you to attend one of our services, 6 o'clock tonight and 10:30 on Sunday morning. Here we go. This is part one. This will wrap up tomorrow. A 40-minute sermon I've cut into two parts. Peter the Great. I'm going to put that all over YouTube. Attention, YouTube. Lorraine actually needed a bulletin. Everyone else is good? Okay. Are we rolling, Danny? Are we rolling, madam? Okay, Peter the Great. That's a great slide. We had to look that up. That was Slovenian. Peter. This guy is really something, this Peter, as we get into this. We'll get to that. But we're in Acts chapter 3. Just a quick comment here. I know everyone took what I said the right way last week when I said that we lived on Epstein Island. Let me explain a little bit more about that. We live in an evil world. We have to constantly remain sober-minded. Now, Carol and mine house, is it Carol and I or Carol and mine? Carol and I's house. I got like I, mine. They're all crossed off. Got half the page crossing off. I'm Moiter in the King's English. Nevertheless, our house is a safe haven for children and teens, but we're always watching.
Now, the children volunteer here at the food pantry every time the doors are open. But when they take food to the car, there's always a man outside near them and watching. Am I right, Jeff? Always watching. Because this is an evil world that we live in. Much worse so than when I was 11 years old. I mean, I had three brothers. We went north, south, east. And then when they heard the sound of the cowbell, we all come scattered home for dinner time. It's not like that anymore. We always tell our 12-year-old neighbor, Minnie, who was just here, you just saw her a minute ago, to always be careful because today people sell children. And she was shocked and looked at me like I was crazy. But it is what it is because we live in an evil world. People abuse children. People sell children. People shoot children. Look around. Go to an elementary school. There's a cop at every school in Brevard County. And this is what I meant when I said last Sunday about living on Epstein Island. So the challenge for you and I is to navigate our way through this world. We are called to be in the world, but not of the world. We've got no choice but to be in it. You just got to be careful. Don't catch the virus that the world has. 1 John 2:15 puts it this way. Do not love the world or the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust thereof. But he who does the will of God abides forever. So if all of this is all that you long for, something's wrong. Something's wrong. Look, you are just a traveler, sojourner, the Bible calls you. In this world, we're just passing through. Jesus' half-brother James tells us, also under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he says, adulterers and adulteresses. Do you not know the friendship where the world is enmity or hostility with God? Whosoever, therefore, wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Wow, adulterer and adulteress? Sleeping with someone other than your spouse? Sounds like he considers you two married, if you ask me. Look at what he calls you for guessing this one or getting this one wrong. Now, on the other hand, you are a member of the Church of Jesus Christ, and you are a force to be reckoned with. Remember, that's where we looked at last week, remember? That was the inspiration God gave me for last week. You, members of the church, are a force to be reckoned with. And that's the dirty little secret that the devil does not want you to know. You are part of the Church of Jesus Christ, and you are a force to be reckoned with. I read of a little boy, Giovanni's age, who thought that the devil was underneath his bed one night, or at night, many nights. Maybe he was right. And the devil said to him, "Yeah, you're not saved. You belong to me." So the boy opened up his Bible to Acts chapter 2, where we're going to be, where it reads, "Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." So the boy slid the Bible underneath his bed and said to the devil, "Here it is. Read it for yourself." And that ended that attack. Because you, Mr. and Mrs. Christian, you have the power to change the world one soul at a time, right in your own community. Hence the name here, Island what? Island Community Church. That's what we do together as the body of Christ. We're changing our community one soul at a time. We partner together. This is what we do. The Lord Jesus said in Revelation 3:8, he says, behold, that is, check this out, Smedley. I have set before you an open door and no man can shut it. And no demon from hell can shut it either. Lastly, regarding this is what the word church means. Ekklesia is the Greek word for church. It means called out ones. Called out of what? Simple. Called out of this evil world and placed in the church of Jesus Christ. Remember, I said he added to the church daily those that are being saved. It doesn't say he added to the couch daily. He added to the church daily. You're ineffective on your couch. You're a force to be reckoned with here in the church. Now let's follow the Apostle Peter around some more. We're in Acts chapter 3. I tried to squeeze as many verses as I could on the handout. You'll see a few skips there. They're not all on there. Also, the last time we studied Acts, I think it was a Wednesday night 2 or 3 years ago here, we discovered that the Apostle Peter had extraordinary spiritual power. And as we'll discover, he appears to be an extension of the Lord Jesus Christ as the church is birthed in its early days. Now listen to this. Peter will heal people. We're about to look at chapter 3. Peter will speak people back to life. That's chapter 10. Peter will speak people to death twice. That's chapter 5. Both husband and wife for lying. Where at that time, the Bible says, and great fear fell on the church at that time. Yeah, I bet. Imagine that. Here's a new pun. Dying for lying. Not very funny, is it? Dying for lying. Even Satan himself wouldn't do that. Even Satan himself wouldn't do that. He's too busy lying to you. Why lie to God? Show me in the Bible where it says, other than the flesh and blood Son of God on earth, show me where it says that Satan ever lied to God. Why lie to him? Now, let's pick it up again. Peter's going to read people's minds coming up. Peter can read people's hearts. I mean, this sounds just like Jesus, doesn't it? We're going to see him walk in some of these attributes that the Son of God had. We're going to see in Peter each and every week as we move forward. Now, let's pick it up again. We're in the third chapter of Acts, subject heading, a lame man healed. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask for money, says alms, but it's money, to ask for money from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for money. Sounds like most street corners in Merritt Island and Cocoa. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. All right, look who's doing the talking here. This is Peter again talking, the early leader of the church. Verse 5, so he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, But what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Wow, just like Jesus did. And it's in the same place that Jesus did it at. It's just another day here. Same place Jesus did it. Now Peter is doing it. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. That would make a good song, wouldn't it? Walking, leaping, and praising. All present active participles. A word with ing on the end of it. Walking, leaping, praise God, and praising God. Verse 9, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who was sat asking for money at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. So this was one of the very first miracles done by the Apostle Peter in the name of Jesus. Now my wife will give you quite the testimony about this. Although she still buys food for many beggars on street corners, she will give them Bibles, or at least she'll try to give them Bibles. And she'll do her own. Silver and gold I do not have. And most of them, if not all of them, want no part of what she offers them. Even the food, they don't even want the food anymore of the guy standing there on the street corners. Now Jesus himself said to the people, he said, most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate this bread and you were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you. That's John 6:26. Remember, Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life. Don't work for a loaf of bread that's here today and gone tomorrow. Work for the food which I'm going to give you. And now comes his second sermon, verse 11. Now, as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us, as though by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? So Peter's saying, what are you looking at me for? I didn't do anything. It's Jesus. There is power in his name. Lest we forget, if you are a believer, there's power in the name of Jesus. We're so busy in our daily lives, sometimes we forget that. It's not me. What are you looking at me for? It's the name of Jesus. And belief in his name. Otherwise, everyone would be healed, right? The belief in his name. The name of Jesus slays dragons. This is why his name is hated by people and devils everywhere. It's why they used to make kids put book wrappers around their Bibles at school. Because of the name of Jesus and the spiritual warfare going on out here. Who's your daddy? Do you love the name of Jesus? Later on in the book of Acts, we're going to read of some Jewish guys that tried to invoke the name of Jesus while not having a personal relationship with him. Let me read that to you. That comes out of the book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 11. You don't have to turn there. You can if you like, just a few pages over. Acts chapter 19, verse 11. Otherwise, everyone's going to get out of here at 25 after 11 today, and we can't have that happen. Better cue up that song, Whiting. Acts chapter 19, verse 11. Now we're seeing the Holy Spirit work through Paul now. It started with Peter, the first 10 chapters working through Peter. Now chapters 11 through 28, the Holy Spirit's working through Paul. So, now God worked unusual miracles by the hand of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick. And the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call on the name of the Lord Jesus over those evil spirits. And they said, "We exorcise you by the Jesus that Paul preaches." In other words, we're going to cast out demons by that Jesus guy that he keeps talking about over there. It doesn't work that way. Verse 14, there were also seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, quote, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" Things you never want to hear from a devil, part one. Jesus, yeah, I know him. And then Paul, I know, different Greek word, it means I'm acquainted with. Jesus, I know intimately. Paul, yeah, I'm acquainted with him. That's the one kicking demonic fanny all over Asia. But who are you? Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them so that they fled. So that the NIV says he gave them such a beating that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Boy, can't you just picture that? Seven naked ministers running out of this house for dear life. For trying to cast out devils or a demon when you're not a Christian. Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? So, my point is, the name of Jesus is not some secret elixir or a lucky charm or an amulet, but the name of Jesus rules supreme in the spiritual world. Remember, I've set before you an open door that no demon from hell can shut. For the believer in Jesus Christ, there is power in the name of Jesus. And you carry and walk in that authority. That's the dirty little secret here this morning on this March, what day is today? 16th, 15th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th. Pick your day. It's the dirty little secret the devil doesn't want you to know. You carry around with you the authority. This is how you can chase demons out of your house at 3:00 in the morning when they're tormenting you. In the name, not my name, but in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. But he's got to be the Lord your God. Not the Lord my God. That's not going to help you. That'll help me, but not you. He's got to be the Lord your God. Now let's get back to Peter's sermon here. So when Peter saw it, again, verse 12, Acts 3:12. When Peter saw it, he responded to the people. He said, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Why do you look so intently at us, as though by our own power or godliness we made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, who you delivered and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go." All right, so here's my proof that men did not write the Bible on their own. Hear me now. This is not Peter speaking. This is God speaking through Peter. Okay? You're hearing God speaking through Peter. Look, Peter just accused them of denying the Son of God. Really? I mean, talk about the pot calling the kettle black? Where was he a couple weeks earlier? He's going to say to them, you guys denied him? Man, I could never say that. It's not Peter speaking. God is speaking through him. Peter wrote the playbook for how to deny the Son of God. Yet he's calling these guys out for it. Peter cursed and said he's never heard of Jesus. And now he's accusing these guys of denying him. So again, it's not Peter speaking. The Lord is speaking through him. The Holy Spirit lives inside of Peter, just like he lives on the inside of you as well. He does the same thing here all the time. You know, I love to follow Pastor Darren around after he's preached, and I'll sneak up behind him at the door. And I listen, and I hear it from all of you. You know what I hear everyone say to him? I feel like you were just speaking to me today. Am I right? And I love to hear that because it's not him speaking. It's the Holy Spirit speaking through him. Lord willing, I certainly hope you guys will say the same thing about me as well. You know, when you go home and sit around lunch, you know, it's like I feel like that pastor was reading my mail. Because you guys pay to have pastors here who connect with God and who are in tune with God and who, when they get up here and speak, you're hearing the Lord speak through them. So, let's move on here. Verse 14, he's going to accuse them a second time of denying him. But you denied the Holy One and the just. And you asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And you killed the Prince of Life. Ouch! Man, that must have just cut to the heart. You killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised up from the dead, of which we are all eyewitnesses. Wow, what a convicting sermon this is. Just like the one delivered on Pentecost. You people killed the Prince of Life, the one true author of eternal life. You guys killed him. You guys denied him. Verse 16, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Did you hear that? His name has healed this man. And faith in his name. The name of Jesus rules. It's the name above all names. His name made this man strong. And faith in his name. I mean, there's power in his name, but he still's got to be the Lord, your God. Faith in his name. This is what the Holy Spirit is saying here. It's the name of Jesus healed this man. And faith in his name.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM. As well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. On a Saturday morning in 2012, sitting on my porch reading an actual newspaper, I first learned about a Denver baker named Jack Phillip.